Shekhawat, who heads a new specialist all-female police unit in Jaipur, in India. Now, this was a chant earlier this month on the streets of one of the world's most popular tourist destinations. What they're saying is no more hotels in Venice. About 2,000 locals were protesting against the impact of mass tourism on a city which attracts 28 million visitors a year. So might tourists there be endangering the very place they're coming to see? Let's hear from Galeano Di Marco, who is Chief Executive Officer of VTP, the Venice Passenger Terminal, through which many tourists arrive by boat, and Jane Damosto, who is Director of We Are Here Venice, a group campaigning against mass tourism and pollution in the city.
It is the problem. The actual resident population of Venice is falling sharply, and if a city loses its inhabitants, the city inevitably dies.
Why are people leaving Venice?
Because the pressure of tourism and services for tourists, like accommodation, is creating too much of an economic barrier for normal families to afford to be able to live in Venice.
Are we talking about the likes of Airbnb, people renting out their homes to tourists?
Exactly.
Galeano Di Marco, Venice has lived off tourism for generations. What's new? What's changed?
I live in Venice since 10 months. I'm a resident in Canareggio, which is a very popular block in Venice, where, by the way, many people against the big ships live. Tourism is a big problem. You know, 28 million per year is too much. The cruise passenger account for 5%, 1.4 million this year. So I don't think we are the problem. Actually, I kept telling to the mayor to keep the big ships out of the San Marco Canal and find an alternative route to pursue still the maritima docking. It's not a matter of number. It's a matter of recognizing the fragility and the beauty of the town. I mean, I've lived throughout the world. My job, you know, I lived in New York, Washington, D.C., Santiago del Chile. I never lived in such a beautiful town. It is a tough town to live in because you have to go up and down on the beach. That's why also people leave. Old people and families with kids, they have a tough life. It's the most beautiful town in the world. But when I go to my grocer, to my baker, if my wife is not with me, it is a little bit tough. And Airbnb is becoming a problem. I mean, I use Airbnb throughout the world. I'm not saying that there is something wrong with that. Old people, they have an apartment in Venice. What they do, I know a couple of them, they put the apartment on Airbnb, they're able to make up to 4,000 euros per month. They move to Mestre or Marghera and they get a bigger apartment for 800, 900 euros per month. Okay. It's a salary.
Jane, so, it's always been thus. This is a new opportunity, but local people in Venice have made a killing from tourists and that is the lifeblood of the city.
No, I disagree. It's not a question of reducing the number of cruise ships in Venice. In the middle of June, some community groups got together and they held a popular referendum. It was kind of a provocation, but they set up voting booths all around the city and they invited people to come on and vote on whether or not they wanted the cruise ships to come in into the Venice Lagoon. Venice is a collection of islands right in the middle of the lagoon. 97% of the 18,000 people that participated in this vote said they wanted the cruise ships to stay out of the lagoon.
Galeano, your mode of transport then is the number one problem here. That's what Jane said.
No, if I would be the mayor of Venice, I would really welcome 3, 4, 5 million people coming with the ships because currently, on the Ponte della Libertà, which is the only way to get to Venice with a car or with a bus, every weekend, every day, there is a long backup.
So there's congestion, Jane, on all roads, on all trains. The problem is getting into a tiny ancient space that isn't designed for as many people. Is there a solution?
Yes, to manage and limit at times the number of people that come to Venice.
So what, do you have a queue on the city boundaries?
No.
A one-in, one-out system?
They'll have to devise some system. And it's not just the only alternative to coming to Venice by road or rail is on a cruise ship. There's many other types of sustainable transport from areas all around the lagoon.
Two sides of the argument over tourist numbers in Venice in the north of Italy. That was Jane D'Amosto and Galliano Di Marco. You're with the BBC World Service. This is World Update, live from London.
Each day here on the BBC